I would like to officially call the meeting to order. And in doing so, I would like to introduce our deputy chair, Siddharth Malvay. I'm wearing contacts. I can't read.
Don't worry.
Who will be officially chairing this meeting? So, Sid.
Hey, thanks, Moan. So with the meeting called to order, the first item of business is the approval of the agenda. I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Okay, are there any objections to the agenda? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. Thank you. The second item on the agenda is the approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes dated September 10th. I'd like to ask for a motion to approve with an amendment to show that Alexander Kestenbaum was present on the attendance roster. Is there a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I second.
Are there any amendments to the minutes, corrections? Okay, seeing none, the minutes are approved. Thank you. The third item on the agenda is guest speaker, President Wu. I'll yield the floor to you.
Sure, I'll be brief since I used up some of your time talking about the rock music of ABBA. Strategic planning has started in earnest. I want to thank the Senate for the names that you sent along. We will be making another announcement. You probably saw my announcement from just a few days ago. Strategic planning will result in a plan, but the process is every bit as important. We want to have an inclusive, transparent process. And toward that end, I reached out to the Senate for names of faculty. I reached out to a P and B for names of chairs, and I reached out to the Student Association for names of students. We've taken each of those lists and put, in the case of the Senate and the PNB, more than half of the names. We asked for about twice as many as we would select at the end. With the Student Association, we took all of their names, and we will be announcing soon. There'll be about 75 to 80 people involved. So there's a steering committee. That steering committee will have the co-chairs of each of the working groups. So let me say that again. The overall steering committee will have the two co-chairs of each of the working groups, and each of the working groups will elect their own co-chairs, one faculty, one administrator. Each working group will have 12, 13, maybe 14 people in that range. There are five of them. They are fiscal sustainability, diversity, curriculum, faculty research and creative endeavors, so faculty activities, faculty scholarship broadly defined, and student success and student life. So those are the five. And we've done something. There are three aspects of this I want to mention. The first is we've taken some people who care about something and put them on a different working group. You might wonder, well, why would you do that? I'll explain. So we have some people who raise their hand for diversity, and we put them on curriculum. Why? Because we want diversity to be infused as part of curriculum. Likewise with fiscal sustainability. Otherwise, you just have people all interested in one thing, talking to people of a like mind. So we've mixed it up. That's the first thing. Second, we're going to have the working groups meet with the other working groups so that when we talk about, for example, curriculum, they'll do that by talking with the folks who are working on diversity and vice versa. The third thing is we'll have a set of open forums so that we get broad input. Now, as we looked at the composition of these working groups, and I was helped immensely by the provost, Betsy, who is on the Zoom as well, and if she wants to add, she certainly is invited to do so, and by the chief of staff, Megan Moore-Wilk, who many of you have gotten to know because she's also headed our pandemic working group. We look for diversity in terms of race, in terms of gender, but we also looked for representation from every school. We look for representation from the library, from the Copeland School of Music, from the Commoner Center. We look for a mix, senior faculty, junior faculty, adjuncts, lecturers, distinguished professors. We wanted very deliberately to make sure that we had a broad cross-section on each of the working groups so that every school feels represented. We also looked to make sure we included people who are thinking actively about issues of equity when it comes to sexual orientation, when it comes to disability. Okay, so what will happen is these groups will work over the next academic year. We hired a consultant named Anna Pond, who's worked with CUNY multiple times and with different colleges within CUNY. So she's very experienced. And we've communicated and will continue to communicate. We just had a meeting today about how to put together a web page so that we update folks about meetings and so that we continue to push out this messaging. So you've probably seen that in Frankly Speaking. So that's strategic planning. That's mainly what I wanted to tell you about. I've talked to Simone about the next meeting that you have, starting to invite a series of speakers who will talk a little bit about the demographics of Queens. We'll do this over the next year. Someone who might give an overall picture, so these are very fact-oriented, then someone who can talk about each of several different communities, and if you have particular ideas, you shouldn't hesitate to let me know. I had a meeting just yesterday with the chancellor, who of course you know is my predecessor, and he wanted to emphasize the importance to the CUNY system of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So I wanted to share that with you. It's really what attracted me to this leadership role. It's that we are so incredibly diverse already, yet there's so much more that we could do. As you know, we have more than 80 languages spoken in the homes of our students. Yet I know that as much as we tout that, when I walk to campus from where I live, I see that we're not necessarily reaching out to those who are our neighbors who live in Pominock just across the street from us. And so I'm determined for us to do better. So that's a little bit of an update about strategic planning. I want to be as driven by data as possible and as attentive as I can be to including folks. So many of you will be asked, oh, by the way, we're hoping you'll all say yes when we tap you for these important roles. But we do know that sometimes people have compelling reasons why they can't participate. And so we very much hope that you'll see this as your opportunity as a stakeholder, as a member of this community, to help shape our futures. We develop a 5-year strategic plan. Let me yield a little bit of my time to the provost, who might want to add a little bit about strategic planning.
Got to unmute myself. I actually think that you covered it quite well. We did, as the president said, really want to make sure that we included faculty from all ranks, adjuncts, lecturers, untenured faculty, tenured faculty, and a variety of different disciplines, interdisciplinary programs. So we could, on the faculty portion of the strategic planning group, that we really represent kind of the breadth of disciplines, intellectual approaches, but also stages in your career, and so that people can bring those viewpoints to all of the groups.
I'm happy to take questions about strategic planning if people have any questions.
I do. This is Barbara Moore. I noticed that, maybe I misunderstood, but I don't know if any, like, of the professional staff that's not faculty are in any of the working groups. Like, for example, HEOs and HEO associates and like that.
Absolutely. And I apologize. I should have made that clear from the outset. There is a representation from every stakeholder group. There are administrators and there are staff, a rank and file staff, ample. But what I did was I asked every cabinet member to recommend people within their division, and we took a look at those lists. And there too, we sought to include people who you might not think of typically, who could bring unique perspectives and skill sets, big picture thinkers, practical folks. You know, I'll be honest with you, this moment is a moment of anxiety for all of us. And if I didn't acknowledge that, that would just cause more anxiety. We have so many things happening. With the pandemic, and as you know, in our zip code, we're experiencing a little bit of a blip. Now, it's not as bad as it was early on, and we're 99% virtual, but we're already trying to imagine what the world is going to look like after this. We see so much division driven by demagogues who just want to get people riled up and angry and even trying to kidnap governors. I don't know if you saw the breaking news, militia were going to kidnap the governor of the state of Michigan, which is where I'm from. So I noticed that especially. We have long overdue the attention that has to be paid to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And my hope is to do that in a constructive, positive, bridge-building way. So this is just a moment unlike any other. You've seen in the news the state's fiscal crisis. We at Queens College receive about 61% of our operating budget directly from the state. The CUNY numbers are slightly different because that includes the two-year schools, which receive much more of their funding from the city. You may know that as part of strategic planning, actually I want to mention this because it's part of a philosophy that I have of being really candid and transparent. I've asked our CFO, Bill Keller, and his number two on the finance side, Joe Loughran, to do a budget 101 presentation. I believe they're scheduled to come see the Senate. This presentation really shows you everything. They've already done it for some student groups. They're going to be doing it. If there's a part of Queens College that you belong to other than the Senate that you would like us to have that done for, do let Bill Keller know or let me know. They did it for the President's Council, and they walk you through everything. Nothing's hidden. They show you the operating budget, the capital budget. They explain the differences. They give you some historical data. They show you what proportion comes from where, what's coming in, and how it's spent, you know, what's going out. Because strategic planning is going to be so difficult. If there is not federal stimulus, you know, I don't know what we'll make of the world. You know, this isn't just Queens College. It's not just CUNY. It's not just the state of New York. Because of the events of the past 6 months, there's such a need. For those of you who are economists, I am at the end of the day a Keynesian. Some of you know he is the person who really, for the better part of a half century, his philosophy that government spending could be used as a stimulus for the economy really guided the industrialized nations of the world very successfully. I hope we will see some appropriate stimulus forthcoming. And we all have a role that we can play in that. It's not appropriate for me to say anything partisan, publicly or privately, to this group or any other. But I will say it's our responsibility to be engaged citizens and to cast our ballot. We're going to do that early, by the way. Queens College is a polling site. So that was all a long answer. Yes, we have included so many staff. Now, we haven't started inviting people yet. We've just drawn up a tentative list, but many of you on this Zoom should expect to be invited. And if you aren't, come to one of the open forums. You are absolutely invited to be part of that. So even no matter who you are or what you are, if you're part of Queens College, you will be part of strategic planning if you want to be, and I hope you will want to be. Other questions?
Not really a question, just a suggestion based on what you were saying about website.
Yes.
As we go forward, you might want to do this through Teams. which has the ability to create individual task lists through a personal learning community, a PLC, with a OneNote tied to it, and the ability to upload drafts and have people edit the drafts directly in the Teams directory. It works really well.
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear your enthusiasm. I've just started to use Teams and OneNote a bit more. I'll just mention, we, Queens College, are going to be adopting Teams quite broadly. Some of you have been involved with this. We're rolling out a new telephone system. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I've never seen people so excited. Our IT folks were literally jumping up and down. They were shouting. They were so excited about this new phone system. I had no idea that people could get excited about phones. And our phones, we're part of a pilot. Our phones are, I hope this is okay with you, Microsoft phones with Microsoft software with Teams. Now, phones have gotten so sophisticated, they have operating systems in them. Mm-hmm. And our phones are going to be built on top of a platform that uses Teams. So somehow your phone will your desktop phone will integrate with your Microsoft OneNote, your Microsoft suite of services. I don't know how it works. I'm looking forward to seeing it myself.
If anybody wants a brief overview, I'm using it to teach general chemistry. That means everybody can do it.
Okay, so you're one of the people really excited about this. Okay, good.
Well, no, I mean, it was hard because it turns out, just if anybody else decides to do this, we have two Microsoft accounts, guys. We have the Queens College one, which the students use for email. We have the CUNY one, which the students use for CUNY First. In order to set up things in Teams to put students in, you have to be in the CUNY one. So teaching students how to switch back and forth between accounts is quite fun. But after the first couple of weeks, we got it all figured out.
That's great.
All right, sounds good. So we will proceed with the remainder of announcements if there isn't anything else. I have one announcement on behalf of the Senate. There are several open seats on committees, and we're looking to specifically fill faculty seats on the Faculty Student Disciplinary Committee. If you're interested, you should contact Simone Yearwood, the chair of the Academic Senate, or Brenda Savas, the administrative coordinator. Are there any other announcements?
I have an announcement. On behalf of Monica Kaska. So, hi everybody, my name is Kayla Kampf and I am a student member of the Senate. On behalf of the Hispanic Club, I'd like to announce that it is in the process of being renewed. The Hispanic Club is an academic club that promotes Hispanic languages, cultures, and literatures. Please stay tuned for further announcements about the club's upcoming events. And if you have any questions, you can send them to the email I'm going to send you right now.
All right, thank you. Are there any other announcements?
Yes, hello, my name is Gloria and I'm the science columnist for the Knight News. I just wanted to let everyone know that our next issue is coming out next Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements?
Should I mention that the Urban Studies Club and the Disabilities Club here on campus had a very successful nonpartisan pre-vice presidential briefing for our students last night?
We had
about 120 students on the Zoom, which was 8:30 to 9. And I want to thank Charmaine, especially, who did a fantastic job, and I want to thank the students. But we had a great turnout last night. A lot of questions. We spoke about the census. We spoke about voter registration, early voting. We gave a thoughtful analysis of what could happen in the debate. And then many of us stuck with the debate, and we came back for a little recap around 10:45 or so when it ended. And it really went very, very well. Very enthused students, a lot of good questions, and I think a lot of good outreach.
Okay. Thank you, Professor Vaca. Are there any other announcements? Okay, well, seeing none, we'll move to the next item on the agenda. There are no special motions, so we will be moving to committee reports. UCC.
Yes, hi, Ken Lord. I'd like to move the minutes of the September 10th UCC meeting and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections?
I don't have an objection. I just have a statement. I never saw a syllabus for the new science writing courses in the English department. And I think given what they are and what they say they are, those should have been sent at least for some of scientists to review. But other than that, I mean, based on the description, I don't think I would have an objection, but it's hard to say because I never saw the syllabi for any of the three courses. So just a statement.
Okay. So Senator Lord, I assume, I guess you'll respond with the syllabus.
Sure. Be glad to.
Aye, sounds good. So I'll just repeat the question. Are there any objections? All right, well, seeing none, I'll move unanimous consent. Thank you. The second committee report, is there a representative from the GCC?
Yes, this is Ping Li on behalf of GCC. I would like to move for unanimous consent of these new courses.
All right, are there any objections? Well, hearing none, I'll move unanimous consent. The minutes are approved. The third report, nominating committee. Is the chairperson for the nominating committee here?
Hi, I just had myself muted. It took me a while to get to the button. I asked for the same unanimous consent for the nominees on the report.
Are there any objections? Well, hearing none, so moved. The next item on the agenda is old business. Nominations to the nominating committee. Are there any social science nominations for faculty to the nominating committee? Okay, well, seeing none, are there any arts and humanities nominations for the faculty seat on the nominating committee? Seeing none, are there any student nominations for the education seat on the nominating committee?
Yes, I have a nomination.
Okay, the name, please.
The name is Angie Kaya.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Okay, well, seeing none, I'll ask the secretary to cast one ballot for the nominee. Thank you. The last item on the agenda is the university faculty Senate petitions. I'll ask if there are any nominations of support for those candidates who have received the petitions and have submitted them.
Sid, I'd like to nominate James Lowry.
Okay, thank you. So we'll be doing it one at a time. This is a faculty only vote, so no students. So are there any objections?
I would like to nominate somebody.
Professor Grohl, one at a time for the UFS. So are there any objections to the nominations of Professor Lowry? Only faculty, no students.
No.
Okay, well, seeing none, he is duly elected by unanimous consent. Professor Grohl, that's you next.
Sorry about that. I would like to nominate Stephen P. Harris to serve as an alternate on the University Faculty Senate.
Okay, are there any objections? Well, seeing none, he's duly elected. Thank you. With that being said, I'd like to ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I second.
All right. Thank you so much. The Senate stands adjourned until the next meeting next month on the second Thursday. Thank you, everybody. Stay safe. And thank you, Simone, for inviting me to this meeting.
Thanks, Sid.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks, Brenda, for all your hard work. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Sid. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thanks, you too. Thank you, everyone.